Good morning, my friends, and welcome back. It occurred to me when meditating the other day that mindfulness practice is really about opening up the heart. It is what happens as we steadily practice and return to the heart, return to the body, and return to the present. And we learn something very important that is often lost in this busy, crazy world, and that is saying yes. Early on in the practice of mindfulness, I got very involved and attached to the different kinds and states of concentration that my mind would come up with. I learned to let go of them, but I was fascinated by the next one. And I was intensely curious, but I came to feel that the practice was a little dry, like too much in my head. The desire for that opening heart and saying yes to life and experience just as it is a great deal of what drew me to Thich Nhat Hanh as one of my teachers. He is so joyful, so open, and so clear, unafraid to say either yes or no, depending on the circumstance. But always there is the return to welcome, enjoy your breathing. Peace is now. So how does this work? If you haven't already, please go ahead and sit comfortably in your meditation posture, supported, breathing, and aware, quiet, gentleness, breathing. And this is where we start, on the chair, in steadiness. And now allow yourself to attend to your present moment experience, no matter what it is, good, uncomfortable, or ugly. Attend to any discomfort you feel in your body at this moment, and wait. Don't change it. Stay with it. Breathe into a space in your body that feels tight or uncomfortable, or maybe there's that itch. And here's how it works. As you practice and get some skill in mindfully sitting with the intention to open your heart, as you sit, you learn to say yes. Yes to your ragged breathing. Yes to your itchy scalp. Yes to those people outside mowing the lawn right underneath my window. Yes to your grief and pain, shame, grandiosity, even fear. As you come to sit with an uncomfortable feeling or experience and breathe without any effort to change them, you sit with them simply because they are true, real, in the present, fleeting, and simply a part of who you are. Your nervous system begins to relax. Bring to mind, if you have one, an uncomfortable experience that you have recently had, or that you anticipate having. Bring it to mind. Feel where you feel it, right in your body. And whatever your mind says about it, simply say inside, I hear you. I hear you. You may begin to realize the capacity to be mindful means having an open heart. It's not a theory. It's a heart and body felt insight. As you say yes to your internal experience, allowing your body to go through strong reactions, coming back to your breath over and over again. Breathing. Saying yes in mindfulness practice will begin to spill over into your everyday experience. And the capacity to say yes to all things you encounter in life. It doesn't mean that you want somebody to cut you off in traffic. But again, you say yes when that guy in front of you just cut in front of you. When you discover that your email box has been spammed right to the brim, or your doctor is running an hour late. Not that you necessarily agree with the moment, or even think it's desirable, or wouldn't try to rectify injustice, but you say yes because whatever life brings at that moment is just that. And by saying yes, you let go of your agenda. Go deeper down inside and find yourself able to step forward with much more balance and clarity to the next right thing. By mindfully embracing each moment with yes, and a willingness to accept things as they are, allowing all things to belong, whether they are desirable or not, you develop a willingness to be with life exactly as it unfolds. I invite you now to feel your heart in the center of your chest. Even look down at your chest and realize that your heart space is huge, expansive, broken open, with a warmth toward those things in life that simply come, just as they are. We open and open. We attend and attend, and we say yes again and again. And then over time, the mindfully opened heart becomes more and more just who you are. When you're not meditating, it may help in the beginning also to focus on what is right about this experience. If there's space or time or something else that is right. But the goal is to open your heart to everything that is present. Take it with you, my friends. Namaste. Amen.